Pro-Am Championship belt, who have the highest quality championship belt with the lowest prices. Replace those old trophies with stock belts on hand that they can customize for as low as $30. Any occasion, celebrations, awards, championship, fantasy leagues, gifts, plus wrestling, mixed martial arts, boxing. If you need championship belts, check them out. Pro-Am Championship Belts, ProAmBelts.com. Look them up on Facebook, Pro-Am Belts. Trust me, nothing says cool like Pro-Am Championship Belts.
MMAMadhouse.com would like to thank their sponsors, Draco Impact Armor, Intimidation Clothing, Valley Auto, All Out Fight Shop, Ink Tank Tattoo, Game Changer Clothing, Hype Fight Store, Bushido.ca, GFL.tv, Rear Naked Smoke, Pro-Am Belts, Vision Smoke Shop, Big T's Nightclub, Clench Custom Mouthguards, Brawl Base, Triumph Fitness, Central Oregon Trike, Crossroader Clothing, and Jax Media.
And forget our newest sponsor, Persist Headwear. Here shortly, I'll be receiving some packages to give away some cool items from them. But like always, let's bring them in. Madhouse's very own intercontinental champion.
Selection. Check out this selection right here.
Quick, where you from?
Critically acclaimed, lyrically acclaimed, self-proclaimed. Nobody calls you nothing except for your mother, and she burnt your monkey ass.
What's up, Lapaki?
How much is going on, man?
What is the word from Terrebonne? Terrebonne, Terrebonne.
God, it's been nice over here. We've been like 57, 60 every day, like 45 at night.
It got pretty warm today, and then turned into like a typhoon rain in the late afternoon.
You guys are going to get killed. I just watched the weather before I got in the studio. You guys are going to get rain for a couple of days, but it's going to break up when it hits the mountains.
You know, so I'm hoping that means I can go and get some slope time in maybe this weekend.
Well, there's so much going down this weekend. I don't know if you'd, man. Our boys, Taiwan, Cotton, and Ray Lopez, both Takedown Fightwear and Persist Headwear. They're going to be at Spar Star Hollywood Casino Park Friday night. That's a great, great card going down there. There's a bunch of great events this weekend. You got RFA 13, Bellator, obviously, Shamrock, an event that a lot of people probably won't pay attention to unless you're like us, but USFFC 16 down there in North Carolina, that's got a really good card on it. King of the Cage isn't that tomorrow night? The one up in Highland, California?
Yeah, I think so. Friday night.
Is it Friday? I thought their events were on Thursday and broadcast the following Tuesday. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, Thursday.
Oh, dude, Ben versus the Jackal going down at Nitro Saturday, folks.
Yeah, dude, that's all I'm even worried about, bro.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's going to be a great fight. Jules the Jackal.
Dude, that guy makes you look like a clean canvas.
Oh, dude, that guy's just inked up, but excluding his inked, he's a great fighter, and I mean, he's facing off against obviously a very tough individual in Ben Gwynn. That's going to be a great fight.
Oh, I think it's going to be awesome. I think I fully expect the Jackal to probably win a decision in that one.
I love it. There's just
great
cards.
Corey Major Nelson
and Anton Zafar. Yeah, he's fighting in the title fight for the welterweight.
Yeah. I like that card. There's some young guys on it, too, so I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what's coming up in OC land. And then, you know, we can always ask Shauna Carew here in a couple weeks about some of these people.
Well, Jungle Fights, Jungle Falea, 1 kicks off this weekend.
Favela. Yeah, Jungle Favela. Favela, man.
Yeah, but it's Jungle Fight's new. It's their new, like, sub-league, I guess you could call it.
Yeah. And I think it's only going to happen in Rio. I don't think that event will ever go anywhere besides being in Rio.
I love it. I think it's great. I mean, you know, if you look this weekend, you also got great up-and-comers on the Cage Challenge 11 over there in Sweden going down this weekend. Obviously, you know, event I'm not going to miss is Darwish Brothers EFC 10 going down Saturday night. Gladiators fights in New York. I mean, God, there's just everywhere you look.
Fuck, man, come on, bro. Glory, Fort, or Zagreb.
Oh, yeah.
This weekend, bro. I mean, come on, man. What do you get more up for? Kickboxing card or an MMA card?
Kickboxing.
Yeah, exactly.
Kickboxing cards and Muay Thai cards are just, there's so much more action-packed. Don't get me wrong, tonight we're going to talk to two great fighters who have proven that they are capable of going to the ground and being successful there. And we're going to be talking to Lee Morrison, who's fighting Morat for the M1 title. And then we're going to be talking to Rittinghouse, who's fighting World Series of Fighting. And they both have proven that ground is an important part of the sport. But, you know, me, I'm a fan of that technical stand-up chess game where if you mess up, it's over. Speaking of, something I'll miss for the next 18 months is Badahari performing.
I wonder if he's going to get some – he's got to get that shortened. I think it'll be really hard for him to come back at that point because, really, I mean, what did he fight, 2 times in the last year or so, 3 times? And I think he lost twice and won once, and I kind of thought he lost the one he won.
Yeah.
And he got knocked out, I think, even in the last year.
Well, he had an injury in the fight. I remember that. Yeah, I'd have to go back and think about that even more, but I'm not going to. But yeah, this weekend,
I'll figure it out.
There's a ton of great fights going on this weekend. So I'll be watching some fights and trying at the same time, you know, packing in between.
Yeah, and Samadov knocked him out in the second round with the left hook.
Okay, you're good. No problem, man. I knew it was. God,
but He went 2-1 in the last year, and that was at Legend in Moscow.
Yeah.
He beat Samadov. Remember, he beat Samadov in a questionable decision at the K-1 World Grand Prix. Then he got the rematch at Legend. And then he got where he lost, and then he fought Ignashov at Legend Fight 2.
Dude, it's funny.
He scheduled the fight in May, but I don't think that's going down now.
Dude, remember last night? I think it was last night. You were talking about Indiana. I have an event like every weekend. Hook and Shoots this weekend.
Kentucky.
Well, Hook and Shoot's this weekend.
But, I mean, same little area, bro, yeah. Hook and Shoot is this weekend, and that's always a fun event, you know. It's Chris Lytle's event, if I remember right.
Yeah, we also got Ohio Fighting Championships 20 going down in Columbus. And then you've
Bluegrass.
Bluegrass. Hard Rock MMA in Kentucky this weekend.
Oh, yeah, no, Hard Rock, not Bluegrass. Hard Rock, not Bluegrass was last weekend. Dude, the other good event this weekend is Road FC, bro. I'm really looking forward to that.
Hey, another Kentucky event, Virgo FC1 kicking off this weekend for their first event.
Yeah, these fucking Kentucky, man. All amateur fighters should move to Kentucky, man. I think you could fight like every other weekend.
Yeah, there's a ton of events, man. Obviously, you just touched on Road FC going down. They got, 14 events this year? Oh, Shooto's this weekend, Shooto Force 2. That's a great another event. That'll be Sunday morning for most folks.
Yeah, that's a, that is a, damn it. That's kind of like a prospect show.
Oh, dude, that Virgo FC is that all-female amateur card.
Yeah, with the, it's the Absolute Action card.
Yeah.
MMA or whatever.
Yep.
Well, you know, I mean, hey, you know, whatever. All women's fucking amateur card, that's sick, bro.
Oh, it's great. I mean, we're going to, you know, we're going to see more and more things like that, not just here, but abroad, but with the growth of that in the sport. Yeah, man, there's a ton of great fights this weekend, man. I don't even know what to pick.
Dude, what to watch?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be so many. Though, don't forget, man, we're like, what, 2 weeks out from 1FC with Brock Larson?
Yeah.
I wonder when we're going to...
coming up. You know, I mean, there's also a UFC. There's a UFC London card.
Oh, is that this weekend? No.
And a,
are you sure?
And a M1 Challenge card's coming up in a week.
Yes.
And I think this is Lou Savarese Promotions down there in Texas.
Well, I know the M146, I believe, has got Deuce. He's back in business. He's coming back to fight, try to get back on the scrap of things. What did you, hey, did you see that post earlier today that Bazooka Joe's going to be on Combate Americas as a coach?
Yeah, dude.
You know, special coach? I thought that's great. What a great guy to bring in.
Yeah, dude. Just that's when you just shut up and get punched in the face and try to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, this sounds like a great idea.
I actually was talking to Will earlier tonight and told him, you know, about Combate America a little bit and was like, you know, you should get your boys on there because he's got a, you know, he's got a couple that would definitely make it. I think that you could at least get on there. I mean, he's got Gabriel Solaro, Lupe Hudgens, and, you know, Edward Torres, you know. I definitely think those guys could make a show like that. That's what it's about.
Yeah, you could, you know, I mean, I guess you could even send, like, J.J. Lopez down there from Landon.
Yeah, dude. That would be another great one. Because, you know, they got that kid out of Arkansas. We were talking about him, me and Baker, I don't know, last week or the week before, and I'm drawing a blank, but the kid is a beast. He's somebody Chris Gregory's had on the show a couple times. Real good guy. But, hey, we're screwing around. It's time to get our first guest in queue.
Yeah, dude, why don't you quit screwing around, bro? The people are not happy.
Well, we're going to get Robert on right now. I'm going to do it live.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
I'm going.
That's right, you're
gonna
get
I'm
him
going
on.
Old school.
That's right, you're going to get him on.
CEO of Alchemy Water, folks. He'll be right up in just a second. And if you guys don't know about this company, you're about to learn.
Hi, is it Robert?
Hey, Robert, Skippy and Lepaki with MMA Madhouse Live. How you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Oh, we're living the dream.
Fantastic, bro. We're ready to learn about some water, man.
Fantastic. I've spent a lot of time studying it, so hopefully I have some good stories for you guys.
Well, I'm super excited because we were talking a little bit about your company and your product before you got on air, and I'll be honest, the only time in my life that I knew anything about alkalining your body through drinking was when I worked for the Yerba Mate company. That was one of their kind of spiels about pH in your body, but you guys in your I guess about section of the water on your site, you guys get way into depth about why it's important and what makes it so special for your body, and that's something I'm really curious about. The whole pH issue with your body,
balancing your body, right?
You know, maybe for the fans out there, first of all, let's start.
Skippy's like, I crack a V8 and I'm still leaning. I'm still
yeah. Right?
Go ahead, sorry. I was going to say, for all the fans out there, why don't you introduce yourself and the name of your company so everyone knows who we're talking with?
Sure. My name's Robert. I am the CEO of Alchemy Water. It is a new product we're just out introducing right now and getting a phenomenal response on it. So it's been very exciting. A lot of hard work and heavy lifting over, probably about 5 years. So it's nice to finally be able to take it out and introduce it. So it is quite an amazing product. A lot of heavy science, yeah, especially if you're looking at the website and reading about it. We certainly can't explain it all. It takes a lot of homework. It's obviously MMA fighters and boxers are just in tip-top shape, so they kind of have a little bit of a different approach to it. But when you look at something like, pH balancing, I think the real, history of that comes from a doctor by the name of Otto Warburg, back in the 1930s, I think, was the guy who actually discovered cancer. I think he won his Nobel Prize for it in 1933 in cellular physiology. So it's really heavy science, but his, put it in a nutshell, he said, sickness thrives in acidic environments and it can't really survive in alkaline environments, and that's why our blood is slightly alkaline, neutral, in water somewhere around 7, but our blood is usually, 7.35 or something like that, and we're just born that way. So balancing, pH is, to put it simply, it's just a way to keep yourself healthy and avoid getting sick,
Well, with today's, especially me, I'm going to be honest. I'm a rock star kind of guy. I drink a lot of them, but a lot of people drink that and sodas and, is that pushing our pH out of balance then?
Yeah. When you have soda pops or stuff, they're usually pretty low on the pH scale. And so the amazing thing about the body is really it does its own, it regulates itself. And so it's got to work to balance that out. It's got to work to bring the pH back up, whether it's, something really alkaline. On the other hand, something that tips the scale in the other direction isn't necessarily that good either. Because your body's got to keep it at a certain rate to be able to process it. And so kind of an amazing idea really too, and sorry to get sidetracked, but your body can only process about 3 ounces of water every half hour. So there's a big misconception of chugging a bunch too, because you can't really absorb it.
That's something I actually wanted to touch on, because right now you're seeing a lot of people that are like, I need to drink a gallon of water a day, and I need to take my body weight and multiply it by 0.7 and drink that much water. And it's like, and you've already answered that. Your body can only process 3 ounces a half an hour. So I mean,
every half hour,
it's
an amazing number.
It's to pointless.
Right. Really. But in the sense of the MMA fighters and the boxers and stuff, they have they're definitely unique. They're machines. And so they'll consume a lot more water than the average guy. And they burn through it probably faster. So you really have kind of a variant. I know there's some sort of mathematical equation you can use based on your body weight. It's good to, drink this much water a day or whatever. But your body will let you know if you're thirsty or not. But the trick is really to drink a little bit of water a lot of the time rather than a lot of water a little bit of the time. And kind of a mind-blowing number is, I think it's somewhere around 7%. Of people out there drink 0 cups of water a day, which is just amazing to me. It's such an essential part of everything. And when you really get into the heavy science of it, it's really amazing. Water is an amazing thing.
Now, honestly, reading through everything, I've learned just a lot off of your website and things I didn't really ever pay attention to, like, antioxidants being in water. I thought, that was always about just fruit, and I didn't realize
that's
something that you can bring into your system. Obviously, it's something that they've pushed for years is healthiness, but I'd never realized I could find it in water, a bottled water. Is that something that strictly you guys are doing, Or is that something the market's doing?
No, you'll see, it is pretty rare for the most part. There aren't very many, waters competing on that front, let's say. Alkalinity is definitely, definitely more people are paying attention to being pH balanced and things like that. But the antioxidant properties are really unique, and it's a unique kind of system that's relatively new for us. When you look at it's basically called electrolysis, and it's water electrolysis is a way to change the structure of the water. We call it microclustering. Different people will have different names for it, but it's a way to actually reduce the structure of the water with electricity. It's not new. It's been around probably since the 40s or say, somewhere around there. But for us in the United States, it's really new. I think we first were able to see a water electrolysis system in around 87, I think it was first presented to the FDA. So it's very new for us. People kind of had would try it and say, hey, this is doing something for me, but couldn't really put their finger on it. It wasn't really until 2003 that there was another scientist by the name of Dr. Peter Agri, and he also won a Nobel Prize for it. He discovered a channel that goes through every one of our cells, which is amazing if you think of how small that is. It's a protein channel, and it's called the aquaporin. And the aquaporin is what he called the plumbing system for your cells. And so what happens when we, eat In-N-Out burgers or whatever it is you have out there and Cokes and fries and stuff, if they're not passed, then they're reabsorbed from the colon and put back into circulation and they deposit in the tissue. And that's where we get it. And over time, those things will build up and you're, scratching your head going, geez, how did I get diabetes 20 years later? It's because we're never really flushing those things. So all of those things kind of play a part in what an antioxidant is. It's a free radical scavenger. And so those things that are pinging around basically can be bonded and then moved to the aquaporin, and that's what flushes those toxins and hydrates the cell properly. So for us, being able to utilize that microclustering structure, it just allows it to go through that channel faster and easier. So it's really, and that's where those antioxidant properties come from.
Now, will a spike in insulin help the transfer process through that portal, similar as it does when you intake protein, like say after a workout, and you want to spike your insulin, so that'll process through the cell wall easier as well.
And it really, yeah, that's where the technology kind of comes in, my area of expertise, I guess, for lack of a better term. That kind of technology can be utilized in tons of different applications. It can be used, transdermally through your skin. Maybe if you added to a lotion or something, mixing your protein powders and drinks and whatever together, yes, you'll get a better absorption through it because of the structure of the water.
Now, I would like to ask you talking about that. We have a fan out there. They were wondering, would it still do the same thing by balancing if they used your water to brew coffee?
That's a good question. I actually hear that a lot. I'm a big coffee drinker, which if we're talking pH is probably a 4 on the scale. It's pretty low. I love coffee, and yes, it does work. When you boil the water, you might change a little bit of the properties. But usually making coffee in your coffee machine or whatever it is that you're doing, it'll actually take some of the acidic bite out of the coffee and bring the pH up a little bit. It actually works really well. But that's a good question, actually. I do get that a lot.
Now, Robert, are you also a proponent of, say, the bulletproof coffee that Dave Asprey promotes, or at least the recipe? I mean, I understand that, some of the claims he's made about mycotoxins, and being in a lot of coffees is not necessarily accurate. A majority of the coffees are actually mycotoxin-free. But, the incorporation of MCT oil and grass-fed butters into your coffee rather than processed sugars, is that something that can help or hinder the pH balance of the body when you're incorporating all those new fats?
Oof, that's a good question. I have no idea.
to be
Jason
honest
told
with you.
You. Jason told you you're going to just go hang out with two idiots, didn't he?
No. I think for me, I spent, you know, a lot of time primarily working with the technology of the water. What we've done is we've been formulating actually a science and technology committee, a group of people that we're going to utilize to actually go through and run as many as we can, different types of clinicals, so we can really more efficiently back the efficacy of the water. But in terms of utilizing other compounds with it, it depends. It's really hard to tell without actually doing something for it to find out. It's really a new science and a new water.
Now, when you guys are talking about the antioxidants, what kind of a process are you using to infuse those? I'm assuming it's some kind of an infusion that inserts these antioxidants into the water since they're not necessarily naturally there.
Well, yes and no. The normal consensus would be what they call an ORAC value, something you would get out of those goji berries or whatever it is that you're using for those antioxidant properties, or to measure it. What we're measuring it with is called an oxidation reduction potential, or an ORP. And what it looks at is the voltage in the water. And so there's a big difference and quite a bit of work we're doing on that front, where when you're utilizing electrolysis, what it's doing is ultimately cleaving up the water. This is how we're able to boost the oxygen content to the water. But you have a way of basically splitting the water. And so what we're doing is outgassing that hydrogen. So you're really reducing the amount of, and maybe I can word this another way. Oxygen is like 8 protons and 8 electrons, I think, and hydrogen is really small. It's like 1 proton and 1 electron. And the polarity of it pulls in those electrons from the hydrogen, and we're cleaving off the protons. I know it sounds really technical, but if you kind of think of it like a Mickey Mouse and you got the two ears, you know, we're basically chopping off those ears, as many of those as we can. And so what you're left with is a negatively charged water, a negatively ionized water, and utilizing that. It's not necessarily stable that way. And so we kind of have what I call the kernel's recipe, which is the ability for us to create those electrolytes to sustain the properties in the water. And that's how we're able to hold on to it and bottle it.
Are you reducing the amount of hydrogen per molecule, or?
We couldn't reduce it all. We can cleave it up and outgas them, sure. That's okay. Ultimately what these patents are for.
So it would still be two units of hydrogen, and but
well,
there would just be a cleaner form, just a cleaner form?
Well, let's say you grab an average water off the shelf today and you were to pour it into a glass and drop a port meter in there, it's going to give you a reading probably somewhere around 200 millivolts, which means there's more protons than there are electrons. Really a simple way to look at it. So by us being able to break that up, we can create an abundance of these negative electrons, these are negative hydrogen ions, that can go in and then scavenge free radicals, repair free radical damage, and flush toxins that way through the aquaporin.
Now, I'm
it's
curious.
Kind of a little bit heavy, but it's fascinating.
Far. Yeah, we're loving this. And that's, you know, the fascination for me as well with your company is the fact that you guys went after such high-impact athletes, whether it be football, whether it be combat sports, whether it be surfing.
Dude, let's just cut the BS. Let's just cut the BS, dude. The coolest ambassador that they have is Christian freaking Hossoy, bro. That is like childhood idol, man. Like Christian Hossoy, dude. I remember like skateboarding in like 86, 87, 88, 89, dude, and Hossoy was a gangster.
Oh, God, he's phenomenal. We call him a legend.
Well,
he's an amazing guy. He's from down in my hometown down there in Orange County.
Well, and you've got with Dave Kershane and Daniel Swain and Lee Morrison and Josh Rittinghouse, who we both have on late after you tonight. You went after some really great MMA athletes. Was there a reason you guys went after that group of athletes with your product?
Absolutely. And this kind of ties into the science board I'm talking about, which we'll be introducing relatively soon here, probably next Monday.
Dr. Pietro Baio, we work with. He's a fascinating guy. He's up in New York also. He specializes in sports medicine, and he works with a lot of the boxers and MMA fighters. But he's also assisting us to run clinicals, because something like part of our recipe, let's say, we're able to actually reduce a lot of the lactic acid burn for people. We get faster muscle recovery time. We're getting, less cramping. We have run clinicals before. We've shown some pretty significant numbers. 27% improvement in metabolic rates. I mean, it's working phenomenally. Now we're going to go through and see if we can't get them published. So dealing with a higher caliber athlete, they're so in tune with their body. They totally get it. Most of them really take minimal education in the sense of the water, because they already get it. They know it works. So, yes, that's one of the main reasons, and try and make sure we're representing, all these different aspects of athletes, whether they're surfers or skaters, MMA fighters or basketball players. It's really to more importantly for us than anything else is that they try it, that they see it works, they believe in it, and they can get behind it.
Now, Robert, one of the listeners is wondering, can you still call it natural, even though it's been through this process?
Yeah, and I'm actually up here right now in squished in between Montana and Washington in the panhandle of Idaho, where we pull the water from an artesian source up here. So I'm freezing over here at the warehouse. But there's yes, because what we're doing ultimately is pulling water. It's coming to us relatively untreated, and processing for us, really, we kind of clean it up a little bit, and the water isn't necessarily anything added to it. If anything, we're reducing any dissolved solids, making sure we're killing any bacteria, anything like that. But it comes to us relatively untreated. And it's an amazing. That's why it's an amazing water to start with. And hitting it with our technology, as I was trying to explain before, is a little bit different than what you would look at a normal, bottler. They might just be pulling a municipal water. What we're doing is utilizing a unique electrolysis system, which is ultimately changing the charge in the water, which gives us these antioxidant properties. pH balancing, that's going to help with a lot of the muscle recovery, things like that. And being able to outgas, that gives us the ability to show a larger oxygen content, almost 10 times normal oxygen content of water. So you look at 50, 60 parts per million of oxygen, which was really Christian's Hosoi's selling point for him, or what got him over the hump, let's say, was because he used to put oxygen drops specifically into his water when he'd go skating. And so for him, this was like amazing, because he no longer had to do that. So it's each person will have a different kind of feature of it, and I think that's what really sets us apart. Is there are so many, the alkalinity, the antioxidant properties, the oxygenation of the water. For us, we kind of run the full gamut. So you'll see a lot of products that might have one. They might be an alkaline water. They might have some antioxidant properties. They might be an oxygenated water, but really no one has been able to kind of put them all together in one. And for us, the other big concern or big point to bring up on the water is the bottle itself, which is a completely biodegradable, compostable bottle. You could probably do a whole show on that by itself. It's such an amazing technology. So we partnered with – go ahead.
I was going to say, that's something that I wanted to definitely touch on was, when people think about recycling the plastics, bottles that we, the typical person might buy from, like a Dasani company or something like that, that's not truly the same style of recyclable as what you're producing, correct?
No, it's so far ahead of everyone that we're actually running clinicals as part of our committee with the state of California to see if we can't help change some of the regulation over there. Everywhere in the U.S. we can say biodegradable, except in California we have to say compostable. So that's why you'll see most people just opt out for the easy way and say, well, it's eco-friendly. It's environmentally sound. It's and kind of avoid having to create multiple, you know, products for different states. Biosphere is the name of the type of plastic that we use, and it's actually a what's called a biopolymer. It's a little organic additive that we put into the polymer chain to create the plastic. And that material allows a microbe to get in and eat it up. It's called microbial biodegradation, actually. What's so unique about Biosphere is that they've not only created a biodegradable plastic, but they've targeted the enzymes that are produced by the microbes. So they kind of have an exponential biodegradation rate. What sets them apart from something like a plant-based bottle, what we call a PLA bottle or a polylactic bottle, corn, or usually, those can only have a certain amount of that material in there, and it really has a tough time working with the recycling streams, which has been hard for them. So you'll see, you know, a certain percentage of it might be, you know, a plant-based bottle or a PLA bottle. So they've had a lot of tough times with, like little strawberry, plastics or something. When they recreate the plastic or they melt it down and redo it, they'll get a film on it. So it has been a problem, and that's kind of been the issue for most places. Do they have the technology to differentiate between a plant-based bottle and a regular plastic bottle? Sure. But your recycling, guy down the street, he doesn't. They're just recycling it through. So for us, we're kind of, hopefully, the more bottles we're able to get out there and people are recycling them, we can begin to dilute out the recycling stream and really not have that effect of a film in the reproduction process. It's really, really far ahead.
Is this film that you guys have come up with for bottling, is this part of the reason why your shelf life is so much substantially longer than anybody else's?
Yeah. Well, you have a couple of factors in there, but I think primarily it's the patented system that we have that's able to really kind of the recipe that we have, for lack of a better term, is really the trick to being able to sustain it. We tinted the bottles blue, which is a little unique, but it's primarily to protect it. So we're really doing what we can when it comes in a case. People get it in a case. It's usually a sealed case. So we do our part. The good news is someone were to, be not nice and chuck it out the car window or something, it would biodegrade. It would degrade over a couple of years. It would be gone. So it'll keep the shelf life as a normal, regular plastic bottle. It'd probably sit there for years. But when it's introduced to a microbial environment, it'll begin to break down. So it's really unique.
I got another fan who's curious. Are you pulling from the aquifer and spelling?
No, we pull from the Rathdrum Prairie Aquifer.
Okay, so that means your kids can still swim there, Miss Sherry.
Yeah. It's the Avondale district that we pull, the wells that we pull from, which really we have to do, we're under strict regulation for everything all the time. And, we run lab analytics on the source water and on the finished product and everything. And there's really not a dramatic change for us. We just lower the dissolved solids and stuff for the most part and then kind of charge the water, for lack of a better term.
Okay, Lepaki, go ahead and jump in.
What got you so into enhancing water? Because, you can really sense a real passion that you have for this. But I'm really.
Oh, I love it.
Were you? Was this like you're like sitting there one day in undergrad, and you're like, I'm gonna go to grad school and just figure out water.
I wish that were the case. I kind of fell in, for lack of a better term. I really, I'm a lifelong surfer from Southern California. I have an absolute fascination with water. I always have. I loved, in college, I loved oceanography classes and stuff like that. So I was kind of a water nerd from the beginning, I guess. But I did professional board sports for a long time. I did professional skateboarding and mountain boarding and that stuff down there. There was a lot of, let's call them energy drinks. I don't really want to name any names, but we ended up nicknaming them Jitter Juice. just because of the way you feel after drinking a bunch of it. So I think that also plays a big part for me. The more I kind of, you know, switched and I quit drinking as much soda, I quit, you know, I started drinking more water, and then I really got more and more into it, more fascinated with it, you know, began to kind of dive in and study it. And the more I studied, the more I wanted to know. And I've worked with quite a few different companies with this similar technologies. I met with the inventors of this particular system because I think it's the most advanced. And we really went to work over the last handful of years trying to build and you know, what we hope will be the kind of the name brand in water treatment technology. So there will be, you know, many different aspects that we look to get into as we get going. Like I was saying, there could be, you know, a ton of different applications for it. It's just a matter of, you know, kind of finishing A, B, and C before you can get to D, E, and F. But that's really where the key is. I would love to be able to build a little portable system, you know, throw in a shipping container, helicopter it into disaster relief areas, and just drop it in the pond. You know, it works anywhere. It's a scalable system. It's an amazing technology. So the more I got into water and how it worked and studying these different scientists, and the more I got into it. And so really I think it stems from being a lifelong surfer, but I think more so over the last handful of years, especially as people are kind of putting alkaline water and, you know, good health in together. You know, they're synonymous with one another now. People are just kind of, you know, 20 years ago, nobody knew what it was or how it worked. So it's really, really come a long way. I think we'll definitely see a lot more on that front in these different applications, whether they're, you know, transdermal or pharmaceutical or whatever they are.
Now,
we'll see more and more of them for sure.
This is just a curiosity. You know, we're talking about different, you know, the jitter juices like I drink, you know, and sodas.
Right.
And waters. And
I got
stuff.
Rid of them. I got rid of the jitter juice when I went to Bulletproof Coffee.
Right.
I'm proud of you. I'm old, fat, and lazy, and stuck in my ways, but I'm learning. And this is something I'm really interested in because I'm curious.
You have come a long way, Skippy. You have come a long way.
You know, so many people out there talk about these G3 powders and Gatorade refuel this. And if I was to walk into your office tomorrow and say, I need a good choice for hydration. Why should I go with you over, let's say, Gatorade? Because that's, you know, the theoretical, like, all it juice on the market right now. What would you tell me?
I would say that really, in terms of Gatorade, is big. You know, they're big on electrolytes, and rather than adding a bunch of things to it, we do it naturally through an electrolysis system. So we create our own electrolytes in a different way.
Okay. Yeah. Just, you know, obviously, you know, today, kids, you know, we're trying to get our kids, especially in schools and all the activities they do to be healthier, you know. And I want to be able to say, hey, son, you know, let's skip the Gatorade. Let's get you, you know, some water, you know, from Alchemy, and this would be better for you to, you know, replenish yourself.
Absolutely. A lot of times we think of, you know, replenish lost fluids and stuff, we drink water. What people, you know, also my mom used to always say when I was growing up, you know, if you felt like you were getting sick, well, drink lots of water. So we kind of think of it as rinsing ourselves out too. And that's really what differentiates us, because we're not just drinking water to replenish fluids. We're actually flushing toxins, hydrating intracellularly, you know, getting a more efficient use of the water that you're drinking without causing really much damage. It's repairing damage. It's amazing.
Robert, I definitely want to tell you that this has been a fascinating interview, and I hope that you will come on again down the road and keep us apprised of what you're doing, especially in the sports world and your company. And before we run out of time with you today, I want you to take this time, man. Any information you want to get out, any social media information, anybody you want to thank or anything you want to say, please, this is your time.
Oh, thank you. I think if people want to check it out, I think the easiest way is to go to the website, It's alchemywater.com. It's A-L-K-A-M-E, water, a little play on words, which actually is brings me kind of to a last point, I guess. Alchemy is really an old science and philosophy of taking something that's common and turning it into something precious. So they were always trying to transform, you know, base minerals into gold. So that's really what I think we have. It's an amazing product, I think. Don't take my word for it. You should definitely try it and see what it does. I think there's quite a bit of discovery that's going to go on as people begin to understand the effects of, you know, alkaline, anti-ionized water. It's definitely on the forefront of technology and in the battlefields of regulation. It's great to be on the front lines of it. Getting into social media, you can just go through the site. Just go check out the website and feel free to let us know what you think.
Well,
I have a couple quick questions. How long until you're on the Joe Rogan podcast talking alchemy water?
I have no idea. Hopefully soon. He's a pretty funny guy. That would be an interesting conversation for sure.
And then I just forgot my other question when I gave you that one, so I guess I'll wrap that up right there.
And tell the Relentless Sports guys, Josh Ridinghouse, all those guys, tell them I said hello. I guess they're coming on.
Oh, yep, we got them next. And Miss Sherry, it's Alchemy Water on Facebook. You can go to their site. You can find them anywhere. I've been posting all night long their Twitter and their, you know, so you guys can get out there and find them. You know, we're gonna do some more talking with you because I think your product's really, really great. I love, you know, that you're willing to sit down and give us, you know, a lot of insight to the product and the company.
Some heavy science.
Oh, we love it.
Thank you.
You rambling on helped me remember my question. Hey, what percentage of people do you encounter that they're like, oh, I drink a ton of water, and you're like, oh, that's great. And you're like, how much are you consuming? And then you turn to find out it's like a majority of iced tea or coffee, which really isn't water. It's, you know, it's
right.
Now become a stimulant. And
that's a good question, actually. I don't get it a whole lot. It's actually pretty surprising that people don't drink enough water. But I think that's beginning to change. I think especially as people are being more conscious of what they're putting into their bodies, I think it's definitely a moving market segment. I mean, it's a booming business for everyone. I think now as we understand the science of it, people are realizing they can do something so simple as changing the water that they drink to change their life, you know, so.
Well,
interesting. I think, you know, more people need to drink more water.
I think so, too.
The most interesting thing I'm taking away from today is the 3 ounces a half hour.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Oh, hey. I didn't do anything. Robert Alchemy Water, the CEO, the man behind it all. You guys get out there and follow him on Facebook, find him on Twitter, get out there, read his website, check out all the great athletes he sponsors, whether they're in MMA or football or soccer or surfing or skateboarding. I don't know what happened there. I apologize to the fans. He just dropped. But here in about 10 minutes, we'll be having Lee Morrison on. That's right. The Beast. He's going to be fighting more at it. M147 for the title. I'm super excited. No, is it 47 or – no. Is it 47?
40.
No, 47 41
is this month. Is in 41. I thought 41.
46 is next week, and then 47 is 2 weeks after.
Are you sure? I thought 45 was next week.
Hey. Jason, I know you're listening. Send me a message. What number
is it?
I don't. Do it now.
It's got to be 46 or 47.
No, 47's next week.
No, dude, that's 46, bro.
The 47's 2 weeks after. Because 47's in March. He's fighting in April.
I'll tell you in 1 second. Hold on.
You do that.
Yeah, you just simmer down there, Charlie Chaplin.
I see how Jason's just leaving us hanging.
Yeah,
46
is next week. 46 is March 14th.
And then, like, the 28th is...
Oh, and that's the only one that Tapology has, 42.
No. You're wrong.
I'm wrong? Really? You really want to try and go down that path? 46 is only one Tapology has, buffoon.
Buffoon. I see how it is. You're going to get all crazy like that, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to get crazy. You're about to see crazy.
You're funny. Oh, I'm definitely going to have to try out some of that, man. That is pretty sick. And I know somebody who has cases, all these fighters. So I'm just going to go hang out with one of them and be like, dude, hook me up with a bottle.
I just want to meet Natasha, the M1 ring girl.
Oh, dude, I am not going to argue with you tonight about the ring, but I love it. I don't care what you say. I love it.
I know you love it, man, but I just pick one. Just freaking pick one.
It's the best of both worlds.
It's not. There is no best of both worlds, bro. There is no best of both worlds. If you want to have a ring style cage, then just make a square like they do at C8.
Dude, it's the best of both worlds. If you can't admit that, I'm sorry. You don't. You know, you're blindly following the sheep. Zufa zombie.
No. You better tread lightly, Cracker Jack.
I'm sorry. What did your Uncle Dana tell you to say?
I'm going to let you slide one time and give you a pass. Use it wisely.
Zoom zombie.
Here.
Carson needs a pro 155er to face a 2-1-0.
I forgot we can be on AM radio. I better not say that.
Bam, Sherry. I see you're already all over it. That's my girl.
That's my girl.
Stay
your
off
girl
my Kool-Aid.
Whose girl is she? Oh,
she's mine.
Huh?
Get off my Kool-Aid, son. Because that tall glass of sexy is mine. Look at that.
Hey,
I laid them off.
Oh. Ernesto Hoost has a fight coming up March 23rd in Japan.
For what event?
Looks like can't tell.
Hey, that one pro 155er to 160 in North Carolina, how much you want to bet it's for USFFC?
Oh, yeah, good thinking, Jeffrey. Hey, if anybody knows how to get a hold of Nick Byron, I'd like to see if he wants to take a 205 title fight at Cage Quest 4. Any other 205 amateurs, get at me. If you meet the qualifications, well, maybe we can get you a title fight. But 205, title fight, Cage Quest 4.
What's it pay?
You get to have – I'll call you out to the ring. That's the pay. You'll be thinking Lenny Hart called you out.
I want a refund. And how dare you put your name and hers in even closely in the same continent, let alone sentence.
Dude, I taught you all about Lenny Hart, so I'll do whatever I want with her name.
Oh, thank you for introducing me to Pride 10 years after it closed down, and I own half the DVDs. Thank you. I appreciate that, because I didn't know what they were sitting on my shelf for 10 years. I just thought they were daily novels for Gone with the Wind or something. That's why I never watched any of them. Schmuck.
Oh. And just be glad that this, wait. You don't try this stuff on Friday nights.
Oh, I'll get Yiddish all over you on Friday. Don't worry, brother.
Oh, dude, don't think I'm afraid of you, Gilded One.
That's right, dude. Lightning bolt. Boom. That quick. Done.
I'll ungild you quicker than you could be gilded.
Do you not understand that I am the chosen one? I can't help it. It's hard being so gifted. And I'm sorry that your jealousies have blinded your faith. But, son, we will love and forgive you, and you can come back to the fold whenever you're ready. My arms are open for forgiveness. You know, right now, Bill Smallwood's loading up a gun and coming after you.
Man, that's a daily thing for me and Bill. Me and, like, I think Bill wants to kill me every day. It's so much fun, like, it's so much fun hassling Bill Smallwood. Hey, he's always like, man, these wrestlers, bro. I'm like, oh, that wrestler's a bum. And he's like, whoa, what are you talking about? That guy wrestled, man. They're like, I would never fight Daniel Cormier. I'm like, what's he going to do, take you down for 15 minutes?
Yeah. Dude, it's funny. You saw that he's going to be in Wyoming, right, at Red MMA?
Red MMA.
Yep.
Isn't it
Rez
Brawls or something?
Yeah, how long before you see that franchised out to different reservations?
Oh, well, that's like those two, that's his two buddies. No, I don't think they'll franchise, but I think they'll just start going around.
It's pretty,
that's
not
a bad idea.
It's really not. I just think it's kind of, the only thing I felt it was kind of cheesed was the Street Fighter Indian, you know, on the fight poster.
Dude, that was baller, bro. You know.
Tomahawk.
That was rad, dude.
Ryukin.
How come Jason hasn't got back to us on when, well, you know, we can always just ask Lee. Should we, maybe you need to do a halftime real quick, or are we going halftime free tonight?
We can do a halftime real quick. I've got, I thought I had some good music in here. Maybe I don't. I cleaned it out the other day, and I cleaned out way too much. Ooh, Slayer.
Chael says today that he may be forced out of MMA if he's unable to TRT.
Oh, now all the fans are going to be like, you're robbing us of watching the greatest guy ever. Oh, talking spit. Here we go. Time to stone the crow, folks. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Follow the buzzer.
Intimidation Clothing has proven to be the biggest supporter of local MMA in the industry, sponsoring the top regional events across the globe. While other brands come and go, Intimidation is a brand that represents stability. With over 110 different styles of high-quality t-shirts, hats, hoodies, training gear, and more. Browse our premium quality merchandise at IntimidationClothing.com and use Radio10 to save 10% off your order. When you think local MMA, think Intimidation Clothing. Nobody supports local MMA like Intimidation. Nobody.
Nobody. Hey, hour number two. We're not even going to mess around. I'm calling Limo right now. We're going to get Limo on the line. We're going to talk to him about camp, wrestling, kicking butt, taking an M1 title home. Nope. I feel much better now, Lepaki. Thank you. Good call on that, brother. What's Jason now messaging me about 10 minutes later? Lee.
You've reached Lee Morrison's voicemail. Sorry I missed your call. Please leave your name and the number, and I'll be back as soon as I can. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I was trying to find that the one, you're not a beautiful girl. Jason, we got problems, brother. Don't make me mad and have to call again. He's already yelled at you once on air tonight. And by the way, I'm sending you that information right now, brother. Okay, let's try it again. And you know what? Let's make sure we have this one. You're not a beautiful girl. Where is that? Because I'll call him back and leave that one on there. Breaking news. Tim Bell salutes. I don't know.
Which one are you looking for?
The one that's, where she, that girl screaming, you're not a beautiful girl. I want to be.
Oh, that's,
I don't remember what it's under. See, I abbreviate and then delete and then add. And I just don't even know what I did with it. Oh, here we go. Let's call him back. If you don't answer, I'm going to play it. I almost don't want him to answer so I can play it.
Oh, dude, no. I want to play this one.
Dude, I got it. It's ready. He's like, you guys are assholes.
You've reached Lee Morrison's voicemail. Sorry I missed your call. Please leave your name and a number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Now wash that smut off your face.
No! I want to be a pretty girl.
Well, you're not a pretty girl. And you know it.
Dude, that was going to be the greatest message in the history of messages.
Wipe that smut off your face.
Jesus is just all right with me. Oh, yeah. Jesus is just all right. Oh, yeah.
What, though, would it have been better than the night that Chris Gregory tried calling me and I had changed my voicemail? Oh, my God. For real? That's what you're going to do on my show?
Dude, that was hilarious, man.
Oh. Hey, if
this
he doesn't
is the
answer...
one you were... How did you not find this one, dude?
to wash that smut off your face.
No! I'm not a pretty girl.
Well, you're not a pretty girl. And you know it.
Folks, I would like everyone to know that that was a conversation tape recorded at Jeff's house with his mom.
No, he was right seven. Now, he was seven.
He was seven. It's understandable. Oh, damn.
At the end of that conversation, Jeff's mom looked at him and said,
"Now go home and get your fucking shine box."
Oh. Hold on.
Muy importante.
Jeff is mad. Breaking news. Jeff is real mad.
Kiss my ass. He's fucking goofy bald bastard.
That's why I gotta say you, Jeff.
You gotta feel better now.
Dude, it's okay. So funny. So did you see Jared Torgerson? Okay, did you guys see Jared Torgerson's shirt that says MMA? He's like, I'm trying to sell 100 shirts that say MMA. So I just posted. I said, you do MMA?
So you did UFC.
Okay.
I thought you just boxed. I don't think he got
well,
the joke
big time
his response was, I don't think he got the joke because his response was, I try. I'm like, you're not active. You need to fight more, pal.
Yeah. Working graveyard. It can't be good for fighting.
No, but it can be great for training, man. Wake up about 3 o'clock, go right to the gym, and then go straight to work.
No one to train with. All he can do is run right now. He's got nobody. That's
brutal. What happened to,
that's not what he needs right now.
What happened to Irish Leprechaun or whatever?
In the day. He works when Jared, you know, is not, and then vice versa. Gym's not even open when Jared's awake.
How's the gym not open when Jared's awake?
They don't open until the evening time. It's not a full-time, it's not an all-day gym. It's like a 6 to 9 type deal or 6 to 8.
Yeah,
gym.
So why can't he wake up at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, go to the gym, and then go to work?
Starts at 5:30. I don't know. I mean, there's, yeah. Tell me you don't want to hear bullshit excuses and get his ass in there. Let me know how that goes. What, Skippy?
But Jeff, did you know that?
Oh, yeah!
Just so you know, Jesus is just all right with me. Hey, let's try. Hey. Look,
he's just all right, man. He's just all right. Dude, okay, hold on. Let me find a good one here for Lee before we go calling it.
Okay. Oh, Vanilla,
dude, should we leave him the story of Will Miner as a voicemail?
Oh, yes. Yes, let's do it.
All right, I got it ready.
You got it ready?
As soon as he hits his voicemail, I'm hitting play.
Yes.
He'll poke a nose on him.
No, we're going to go Will Miner on his ass.
Him. You don't know. Something's not right.
He's probably training his ass off.
You don't mess stuff like this, though.
You've reached Lee Morrison's voicemail. Sorry I missed your call. Please leave your name and a number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I'd like you to meet fucking Bill Miner, famous train robber. He was the first bandit to say, hands up, cocksuckers. In 1906, though, things got all fucked. Now, just east of Kamloops, the Imperial Limited headed towards Vancouver. Hands up, you cocksucker, says Miner and his friends to the engineer. Take the engine and that car up the track. Took the wrong fucking car. This was the baggage car. Not the fucking express car. All they could find was some goddamn liver pills. Soon after, a police posse took after me. Who the fuck are you? The sergeant asked. Why don't you fucking blow me, says Bill Miner. But one of his friends panicked. We're fucked, boys, he says. It's all up. Police found a gun and a bottle of goddamn liver pills. Hands up, you cocksucker, says the sergeant. Hands up.
Lee, Madhouse. Love you, brother. We don't talk to you. Go kick ass. Take that title home. Okay. We'll give him...
What the hell?
Well, according to his management, he was on the G6 from Paris to New York, so there might be some issues.
Yeah, right.
Maybe he said he was in aisle G6 at Shopko. I don't remember.
That's more
dude,
likely.
You buffoon. You buffoon. I go to hang up Lee's line, and then you clicked it, and mine popped right up into the spot right as I clicked the hang-up button.
I was wondering why you were being so quiet. You sounded like Jeff for a minute.
I've been talking for 12 minutes, bro. 12 minutes.
Hey, everybody.
These shenanigans need to come to an end. These shenanigans need to come to an end.
Hey, folks, get out there and follow at 145 Bulldog. That's Lee Morrison's Twitter. Give him some love, dude. Get out there and like that. Follow him. Help support him.
I'm a watch.
You know, you guys know we've had Lee on a dozen times probably over the years. So I'll give him a break. No problem. I understand he's, you know, probably focused on getting things done right now that he's working in. Probably camp watch. We'll get a hold of Josh, and he'll call 5 minutes after we get Josh on the line. But it's all good. We're having fun.
You get Josh.
You know what's messed up is he's going to, I hope he's not like something bad, like, you know, he got a flat tire or some shit and he's in the middle of changing it and then he goes to check his phone. We leave all these crack-ass voicemails.
That's what he gets. Nemo.
You know,
Jeff,
I think Josh has the tougher fight of the two guys.
I won't disagree with that in the slightest bit. Don't get me wrong. I know Morat's undefeated, and he's a tough guy, and he's a great Sambo and Brazilian practitioner. But if you look at the fights where he's gone deep to decision wins, he's been in trouble a few times throughout that and that those fights. And I think Lee's wrestling can keep up with whatever he's going to throw on the ground game in the way of Sambo and Jib. So I just say that Lee's got to... You know, like last time, just be very safe, play it smart. If he gets into a bad position, stay calm, work out of it. I think Josh, though, does have a tougher fight. I mean, kid's a beast, though. I mean, he came in there and did what he wasn't supposed to do against, you know, an Olympian wrestler guy, you know. He wasn't supposed to be able to stop that dude, and he stopped that dude all day long.
Well, yeah, but Mariah ain't going to shoot, bro. He's going to take that right leg and blow you up. Just, you know, he's going to try to chop your leg in half. I mean, you saw what he did to Hempelman.
Yeah.
I don't know how Hempelman went the distance there. I mean, to me, that was like maybe the most surprising thing of that whole fight was that Hempelman was still standing after 15 minutes.
I think you're going to see a Reddinghouse you've never seen. With this new group that he's training with, not training with Bart, I think it's going to be a new man. I think he's something special. I hope.
The fight against Vila was absolutely the best Josh Reddinghouse any of us have ever seen.
Yep. Could get better again.
You know, I mean, he got to the big show and he stepped it up, man. You know, I mean, I won't be the first one to admit that he proved me wrong.
Yep.
No,
I didn't think he'd do that well. You know, I didn't think he'd win that fight, to be quite honest.
And a lot
about
of people
a Bumbauer rematch. What do you think happens in a Bumbauer rematch?
Why even worry about it?
You wouldn't. But I'm saying, I know, but
I wouldn't even consider it.
At this level now, it's a completely different fight.
I think from Josh's perspective, he would really consider it because that was. Bumbauer that night just had his number. He got out-wrestled all night long.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Josh has had the opportunity to have a great door open with World Series of Fighting. Why take a step back and
saying,
even...
We're not talking about the fight. Jeff's just asking me what he thinks, what I think would happen in a rematch. That's all he's asking.
Think,
he's not saying he should take the fight. He's just saying, what do you think would happen if they fought again?
Yeah.
Well, I think it would be a completely different fight after seeing him at his debut for World Series of Fighting.
Well, that would be the automatic answer. I would agree. But I also think that Corey Bombar is a little more athletic than Alexis Bielor right now. So, I mean, there are some differences in the fight.
True,
and I can't
very
just
true.
Think that it's going to be, you know, going to be a complete flip-flop of what happened the first time. But I would expect Josh to win a rematch.
Yeah.
I just think that Bombar is a really weird matchup for him because, you know, I mean, Josh is kind of long but Corey is just a little bit longer, you know. It was, like, really weird. It was like Corey was able to grab him before he could grab Corey.
Yeah.
Now, here's an interesting question. In his title fight coming up, he's able to grab on and take him down. You know, does the advantage then go to Josh?
Well, you know, I'm thinking back to the Marais-Hempelman fight. I remember Brandon shooting in on takedowns, and I don't think he had much success. I mean, I think Josh is really going to have to figure out a way to check the leg kicks and really establish his jab in a real similar fashion to what he did against Vila, and maybe even use a game plan similar to what Condit used against Nick Diaz and kind of fade away from that power leg and you know, really work his outside boxing game. I think Josh has a great outside boxing game. You know, I mean, he's up there working with Corshane, and you know, that's one of Dave's, you know, freaking standout points is his ability to box, you know, and so that's really what I think that Josh kind of needs to do to win that fight.
Yeah.
Well, I can't disagree with you on that. I kind of see Josh taking it to the ground and grinding on him and staying on top of him and smothering him and working him dirty like that, keeping him tied up against the cage for as long as he can each time and just really be relentless with his weight on top, you know, to see what happens.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, I think Maya might be a black belt in BJJ. You know, I mean, it's not like going to the ground with him, you know, and he's from Brazil, so, I mean, it's not like he's just, you know,
some schmuck
on the ground. It's just that he's a devastating striker, dude. I mean, his Muay Thai and his leg kicks are just, geez, man, some of the best in the business. You know, everybody talks about Jose Aldo leg kicks, but, I mean, let's really be honest about it, man. Here lately, I think Marlon Moraes may have the best leg kicks in the business.
Well,
that's really going to be something that Josh needs to really, you know, be cognizant of. And I'm sure that, you know, that's a big part of, you know, whatever they're doing. You know, I mean, the nice thing about that is that, you know, he will be constantly flicking that leg out there. And it, you know, could make him susceptible to the takedown if you can catch one. I'm not sure you want to try and catch a lot of them.
Yeah, I just, you know, don't get me wrong. I think you're right 100% on the stand-up game. I just, you know, I think that there might be a little bit of weakness in his, you know, when it comes to the ground over his stand-up. I think that, you know, when he got that triangle choke put on him at Ring of Combat, you know, like, I don't know, 2 years ago, that guy handled him pretty decently on the ground, you know, and he has another submission loss, you know, so, and don't get me wrong, we can go through Josh's record and pick out certain things too, I agree. I personally think Josh has got to win it on the ground. It's just me. I mean, you know, Miguel Torres.
You think Carson, who's a better grappler, Carson Beebe or Josh Rittinghouse?
I would say I would have to probably say Carson's
the
key, got a
six. The thing is this, man. Everybody talks about takedowns and grappling. The fight starts, man, and you're on your feet, and you got to get to that point. You got to get past those leg kicks and that knee.
That's where Chase made a mistake. He got caught. And I think that you take what you're talking about working the outside game, staying away from the power leg. Maybe the first round you do try to keep it standing up and shoot late, you know. But I think he's going to have to set it up with the boxing. I agree. But I think he needs to take it down and be dirty about it on the ground. and really be, you know, use that wrestling to just move constantly, be aggressive, be very, you know, dirty with the shots. But that's the great thing. That's why as fans we get to see these fights play out. But, you know, I think no matter what, Marlon's a tough test. And I think Josh has got the tools to beat him. And I think with the group he's now training with, who's cleaning up portions of his games and adding to other parts, I'm hoping to see even a newer Josh come out and be more impressive than last time, dominate, win that title, and show everybody that he's there and he's there for a reason.
Well, I mean, we're going to find out, bro.
Oh, yes, we are.
You know, that's the nice thing about it. Like you said, come fight day. There ain't no hiding.
Yeah, and I mean, what are we, like 23 days, 24 days away from the fight? 24.
Is it that many?
Yeah, it's March 29th. It's a Saturday. That's a busy weekend, bro.
That's at least the weekend before Cage Quest.
Yeah. I'm just looking over. I just pulled up Marlon's record to see his last few fights, because I remember he, before coming to World Series, he was at XFC. But Miguel Torres, banger, you know, ran him to a split decision, you know. Tyson Nam.
Yeah, but I didn't really think that fight was – I didn't think that fight was as close as what those – just like that fight was. I thought that was a pretty clear victory for Mariah that night.
That's fair. But Tyson Nam, you know, I think somebody right now who's overrated, I think he's made a couple steps back in his game in the last year or two, personally. You know, obviously Hempelman, great dude, great fighter, great up-and-comer, man, really putting statements out there and had a tough fight, lost, you know. And, I mean, you're right, he got just brutalized with kicks. I mean, at a point it looked like a mugging going down, you know. And then Carson... I mean, Carson, we didn't get a chance to see Carson do anything. He got knocked out in 30 seconds. So other than, you know, Brandon, who just is a beast and can take a licking and keep on ticking, I like Josh in this fight.
Okay.
Especially
there's not enough tape. You know, there's nothing but air and opportunity. Nothing but air and opportunity.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, we're going to start talking to Josh in about 4 minutes, folks.
Four?
Yeah.
Dude, should I line up a thing just in case we get his voicemail? I want to find a good one for
Josh. Oh, if we get his voicemail, I'm sending poopcenters.com to Jason. A pound of elephant poop.
Hold on, let's see. Maybe we do this one.
All right, zip it. You can't even...
Zip it. Zip.
Look, all...
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, exhibit A.
Number two, would you please back
Look,
me up?
Look, I'm...
Yep, that's the one.
Okay.
That's the one. That will be his voicemail.
They'll be like, assholes, just... Watch, they're all probably just training right now. They all have major fights coming up.
Maybe they should have taken that into consideration when booking times on the radio show. I trained at that time. I probably shouldn't try to be on the radio.
After everything
Whoa.
We got in an argument
Novel
the other day.
Novel idea, bro. Novel idea.
Oh, dude, don't even start, because I'll call Chris Gregory right now and slap him down for the comment you just made.
Go ahead and slap him down. I would like to see it.
Dude, Jason... We got 3 minutes left. I can't call. Dude, that'd be messed up to call Lee with 3 minutes left.
Nope. Sorry, man. We moved on, bro. The window of opportunity. Once you get to Bill Minor, you're over for the day.
Dude, what'd I say? Josh and Lee are sitting together right now, and they've been training.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what everybody says.
Okay.
Dude, strange.
If I find out that they're, like, at the strip club getting drunk and they just didn't answer the phone, I'm going to be upset, Jason. Let me just clarify that. Okay, let's call.
Why are you having a conversation with somebody that can't even call in?
I'm giving them a tough time.
Hard knocks, huh, buddy? Hard knocks. Who are you calling?
Lee.
Whatever, I don't care. Hey, bud.
Hey, what's up, killer?
Hey, sorry, we just got done training.
Oh, it's all right, man. That's what we figured, dude. How you doing today, brother?
We're doing really good. Me and Josh are just hanging out at good old Warrior Camp in Spokane out in the valley.
For everybody
How is Warrior Camp treating you guys, man? It's a pretty hopping spot with some high-level guys.
Yeah, this is actually my first time out here. I think it's Reading House's first time out here, too. But, yeah, it's off the Trent exit. It's a really, really nice gym, actually. It's a big facility. They got a lot going on in here. Some stuff still in the works, but it's a good place. It's Joel Thomas, I believe his name is, the owner of this place, and he's definitely got some skills. He's focusing a little more on his business right now than the actual side of fighting, but he helped us out tonight with some stuff, working on some defense, some posture type stuff from in the guard. So it was definitely a good training session.
Now, you getting ready? You got a fight coming up in April, correct?
Yeah, mine's April 4th, and Reading House's is March 29th. And he's actually sitting here right now. We got you on speakerphone, so feel free to chat with either one of us.
Hey, Josh, welcome to the show, brother.
Lee, hold on, Lee.
Hey, what's up, man?
Straight wrestling match, you and Nick Burnham.
You and Nick Burnham? I don't know who that is.
You're talking about Reading House right now, right?
No, I'm talking to Lee Morrison. If he was to wrestle
okay, cool.
in a straight wrestling match.
You guys are both talking. I didn't know who you were going with. But Nick who? Sorry, I should probably know this, but I don't. Hey, man, check this out. Hey, MMA Madhouse, check this out. So I'm kind of bummed, man. The last several months, actually probably about the last year, to tell you the truth, as far as me zoning in on wrestling, it's kind of been a bummer for me, man, because life's pretty much been coaching, school, and honey do list, and the few free minutes I do, I got married last October, by the way, and the few free minutes I do have, it's usually recapping or trying to catch an MMA event, so there hasn't been much going on with the rest of the world. But I'm a pretty confident guy, so I'm going to say me, especially if we're going freestyle.
Well, I'll just tell you that Jeff said that you would win.
Jeff said I'd win?
Yeah.
He's a smart man.
And Lee, I've been trying to send you as many links as I can for all the wrestling tournaments going on. I know you're busy, but I try to remember to send them just in case you find time.
And I catch those, and I really appreciate it, man. That's awesome. Thank you. Thoughtful.
Hey, dude, your family, dude, we love you. You've been coming on the show for many years now. And you and Josh both, have title fights coming up. Easier or more does it push you having a guy who's also in a title fight in camp?
For me personally, I think it's a big, huge benefit, actually. Sort of say holding each other accountable. That goes a long ways. Having someone that's, on the same level as you, the same goals. I mean, we're both looking to come back and hopefully have another win on a record, another, belt to hang up wherever we feel like hanging it up at, maybe strut around with it for a day or two, who knows. But, it's definitely a good, beneficial thing. And, being able to come over here and not just being able to train with him, Josh, but, being able to connect with him, he's a cool guy, so that makes things all the more easy, as far as showing up. Because when you're in there and you're sparring, I mean, me personally, my mentality, man, when I'm heading to the gym, I'm usually like, damn, I'm going to war. That's usually how it is in my head. Some people show up and they're just, they're giggly, they're happy, they're ready to do it. Not me, man. I I'm in the car when I start getting close to the gym. I usually have a little switch go off, you know what I mean? And then I change. So being able to have someone at the gym that I can actually, you know, talk to and joke around with kind of makes things a little more easy, at least, you know, post-workout. And then Swain's right in the mix with us too, you know. So since Swain and I threw down back in May of 08, you know, we've been able to train together now and, you know, become sort of say buddies or at least fight buddies and be able to help each other out. So we're kind of all in the same mix together, all pushing each other, you know, all looking to see how far we can make it in the sport. And, you know, we're all sponsored by RSM, which is pretty funny too. So Jason Ellis. So anyhow, that's my outlook on it.
Before we're going to jump to Jason in just a second, I want to ask you one quick question. Your title fight. Obviously, there was a bunch of hoopla about Murat going to 1FC, and now he's going to defend his title against you. How much of the hype behind him have you looked into, or any of his fights, or is this just another guy in the chain?
You know, not looking away from what he's done at all. I mean, he's got some great accomplishments. Anytime you have someone with a certain tally mark followed by a zero, man, you know, they're doing pretty good. You know, he's a bigger, stronger guy. He's not as fast as me, so that's nice. That's one benefit I have going into this this fight. Bigger guy, he might tire out, you know, a little quicker. You know, he usually seems like he comes out guns a-blazing and he's throwing some kicks up too, and those look like those start going pretty fast, pretty quick off the you know, whistle or off the buzzer, but later in the rounds he doesn't throw those up as much and just looks like he kind of you know, settles into his groove. And so I'm just looking to go out there and kind of do the same thing I do. I've been trying to switch some stuff up with my training so I don't have muscle fatigue, because this is going to be a longer fight, so trying to make some adjustments there. But, yeah, man, he's just another fighter. You know, I'm trying to pick up on little things that he does here and there, but I try not to to look into it too much. I like to just make sure that I'm on top of my game and I'm paying as much attention to, you know, what I need to get better at and improve with. So, you know, that I can get my hand raised. But, yeah, there's a whole bunch of hoopla, as you would say, with this last event, with this last situation with him trying to sign with 1FC, but I'm really glad, he didn't, because I've been really looking forward to fighting him, since I won this last fight. I kind of had it in my mind that, you know, I'd be able to go back there and fight for the belt, and he had it, and I don't want it to, you know, be just a belt sitting up for grabs. I want to be able to take it from him, and it looks like I'll get that opportunity, so I'm pretty stoked about it.
Now, I want to jump to Josh. Hey, Josh, how you doing tonight, brother?
Hey, good, man. What's up? How you doing?
Oh, we're happy to finally get you both on the show. You got also a big fight coming up at World Series of Fighting. You're going for a title yourself. We were talking previous to you coming on the show. You kind of think this is a really good test, really going to show us where you are. What do you think about your opponent?
Oh, man, I think he's great. I think it's a good matchup for me, though. And, you know, like I said, I got a ton of respect for him. I think he's probably one of the best bantamweights in the world. But, you know, like you said, that's just more exciting for me, because that just allows me to perform even better, and it's just going to, you know, prove to myself and everyone else that, you know, I deserve to be there too. So it's great. You know, I'd way rather fight someone like Marlon for the title than, you know, some nobody or some last second resort guy. So it's huge, man.
Now, one of the things we mentioned is last time we saw you fight for the World Series of Fighting, we saw arguably the best Josh Rittinghouse we've ever seen. You came out and you were so clean in so many aspects of your game. Are we going to see even a bigger involvement in your game coming into this fight as well?
Oh, no doubt, man. I'm getting better every fight. I mean, in that fight too, I do feel like I performed well, but, you know, I took it on like 9 or 10 days notice. I wasn't even that good of shape. It was just, for me, it was go out there and, you know, just go balls out and go for broke. And, it's really the same mentality this fight, except for I got 9 weeks of training behind me. I got better sparring partners. I got better training. And, you know, I got that fight behind me, too. So, like I said, I'm getting better every fight, and really I feel like I'm just touching my potential, and I think a lot of people are going to be surprised.
You just talked about a camp. A couple of times ago, I think 2 times ago when we had you on the show, you were still working a day job, not having to work, I'm assuming, to be able to do this full 9-week camp. Has that been super beneficial to you?
Oh, no doubt. I'm actually still working a day job. Just prior, I was working closer to full-time. Now I'm only working about 15 hours a week, and I got a super cool boss, so he gives me all the time off and really just works my schedule around my training. So right now, I mean, no excuses. You know, I got tons and tons and tons of training, and it doesn't even matter. So this is no doubt going to be my best fight to date.
Now, the group you're talking about, I mean, you guys could be collecting titles in that gym from all over the world and bringing them back. Do you guys, when you guys are sitting there before training, do you guys look at each other and say, you know, we got a chance to do this, let's go that extra step today, let's push it an extra hour?
You know, I think we all kind of think that subconsciously. None of us really say it out loud, but we all know that we're doing big things, and that's why we're with each other, you know. Lee's trying to bring that belt home from Russia. I'm trying to get that belt back from Vegas. And, you know, Swain's in XFC right now. So, you know, if he grabs that belt, Lee grabs his belt, I grab my belt, you know, we're going to be like a little Northwest Team Alpha Male or something, you know, or a Nova Uniao or whatever, you know. We're going to be some of the best lighter weight guys in the world for sure.
You know, once again, Pac Northwest, man, continually year after year, decade after decade, continuing to produce top, top talent. I mean, obviously you know that from where, because of where you're from. You know, looking back at what you've done in the last 2 years to get where you're at, we were talking earlier, is there anybody that you would like to, you know, maybe take a second go at for fun?
Oh, you mean, oh, no doubt, man. I mean, anybody I've lost to, for sure, you know. Except for maybe Zach Laurie. You know, I'm actually kind of buddies with Zach now. So it's kind of a forgive and forget there. But I undoubtedly would like to get a shot at Von Bauer again one of these days, you know. But at the same time, you know, I've learned from that fight, and I've won fights past that, and I'm still doing bigger and better things. So at the same time, you know, if it's up to him whether or not he wants to get that rematch. So he's kind of got to work his way up to where I'm at, even though, you know, he beat me. That was another just little short notice fight. It was a big opportunity for me that I took, you know, just didn't perform, but I learned a lot. But no doubt I would take that fight in a second. I mean, I'll fight that guy tomorrow. So no doubt.
Which one of you two can eat more?
Oh, I don't know if we've even... Actually, you know what? We fought together at Cage Sport about a year ago, and we were hanging out, and we went to dinner together, and I'm pretty sure I ate a whole lot more after weigh-ins, but I don't know. It's up to Lee to argue that.
When I get back, we'll put it to the test and let you guys know.
That's what we want to find out. See, that's what the people want to know. Now, will you, like, come up with, like, a something that you'll both eat? Like, you'll go pizza or pasta or something like that, so you kind of have a fair playing field? Or
yeah, we'll have – so, actually, let's just – I'm going to freestyle this since we're on the phone right now, and I'm sure Josh will be cool with it. So something pre-course, like main course. We'll do something there, appetizer. We'll do a we'll do a main course. We'll do a dessert, and it's all got to be the same stuff. So and maybe even a fourth meal. So he gets 2 calls, I get 2 calls. So it's got to be a controlled experiment. So we're not having different foods. You know what I mean? So so maybe I'll get the appetizer and the main course, and he can have one of the others in the fourth meal. We'll see, but we'll come back on afterwards and let you know how it went too.
Jason,
yeah.
Right now, stop what you're doing. You get Golden Corral on board for this eating championship. Right now.
Let's,
Let's do this.
Yes. Yes. Make him work, dude. You want an eating competition after you guys come home. Not only because you'll be wearing those belts around each other's, you know, each one of you will have a belt around your waist, but then you can get an eating championship. We'll make him get you guys a belt. Jason, do it.
Now,
tell him to set up. We'll talk to him. We'll make it happen.
Lee, this is the second time back to Russia. You know, a lot more, you'll be a lot more familiar with what's going on. Are there any things that you may want to see over there that you maybe didn't get to do the last time that, you know, won't necessarily interfere with your preparation?
Well, St. Petersburg last time, I believe there was 5 million. I'm heading to Orenburg. There's like 500,000, so a little different. As far as preparation-wise and seeing stuff, I haven't really looked into Orenburg and what it's all about yet. So I'm not exactly sure. And like I said, usually pre-fight for me, whether it's at the gym or whether it's the days leading up, I kind of get in the zone, man, and I kind of just like to be in my own environment, I guess you say, me and my cornermen and close friends. I like to go out and sightsee a little bit, but I'm kind of grumpy and on edge, tell you the truth, several days leading up to the fight. So, and even if I do go out and try to put on a fun face, man, usually I'm not the happiest go lucky person. But so pre-fight wise, no. Jason, hopefully, with M1 supposed to be pulling something off for me, let's see if it happens. But I'm trying to stop in, like, Ireland for a layover, or maybe even Germany on the way back. So that would be sweet. Then I'd be able to actually enjoy it, you know what I mean? And I figure, why not, if M1 and Jason could pull that off for me to stop for a day or so on the way back, you know, and see some sights that I would never see otherwise, to not capitalize on that opportunity would be a mistake. And then when I head back over there, hopefully to defend the title on that trip back, hopefully my wife gets to come along, and then we'll stop in, like, London or Paris for a couple days and really enjoy it, you know. So not necessarily on the way over there, but on the way back, man, hopefully something happens to where I can hang out for a couple days and just – you know, kind of enjoy the victory and enjoy time with my lady or friends. So that's the game plan, man. Now we'll see if Jason can make that happen along with the Golden Corral thing. He talks big. Let's see it happen.
See, I think, you know, Lee, that's one of the things I like about, you know, you're like, you know, I mean, I understand that a lot of fighters, you know, want to fight and, you know, have a career and everything. But with you fighting in M1, man, you're talking about, you know, maybe you can get to stop in London or Ireland or Paris or, you know, Berlin or whatever on your way back, and you're more interested in the memories that you can get through fighting, you know. And I wish that more young fighters would realize that and understand that, you know, use it for the experiences you're going to get, the paid vacations to do something that you love to do, you know.
Yeah, exactly. There's, you know, fighting is a big part of it. For me, man, I don't know. I've been competing my whole entire life, so, you know, the fame and the glory and all that stuff, if that happens, you know, awesome, so be it. But life is all about experiences, you know what I mean? And it's something that I'm noticing as I'm getting older, too. You know, a lot of times you just want to go from point A to point Z, you know, and just be there at your destination. But really, you got to enjoy everything along the ride, man, because if you don't, you're going to look back at it and, you know, you're going to be like, damn, what happened? You're going to be one of those people having those regrets. And, you know, I got my 10-year reunion this summer, and snapping my fingers, man, it's like that just flew by, you know. So you really got to enjoy it. Otherwise, next thing you know, you're going to be looking back 10 years, you know, later and thinking what happened. So I want to have these memories, and if they're right there in front of me, to not make them happen, man, I'd be a fool not to. So like I said, hopefully something happens to where, you know, with this experience with M1, I'm able to see a lot of the world that I wouldn't be able to otherwise. And that was a big factor in me signing the contract too. So yeah, life's good, man. You just gotta take it for what it is and enjoy it as much as you can along the way.
And make sure when you go to defend that title that you do it at Battle at the Mountains, man. That's the coolest venue M1 goes to. They set it up right in front of a mountain. That is so cool.
That is crazy. I actually saw one of those fights. The first guy I was matched up with to fight over there before Mikhail with some other dude, and I was watching one of his fights, and it was actually at that place that you mentioned, man. Yeah, it's like it looks like it's in the Congo or something. There's a bunch of ruins around, and you know, just people standing out there, hundreds of, you know, actually thousands of people, and it's just like in, you know, Nowhereville, and man, the scenery is second to none for sure. So hopefully I can put in a nice little request and make that one happen. You know, I don't know that they're going to listen to one guy at American Bulldog, but you never know, my voice might carry. So if they could make something happen there, I'd be more than happy to, because I saw the venue and it looks pretty kick-ass.
I have to agree. We've
Josh,
got about 10 minutes.
Hey, Josh, how much are you wanting to maybe fight at Wausau, Japan, or maybe Wausau, Brazil, or Central America, you know, and not just necessarily in the American version?
Yeah, no doubt. I'll fight anywhere they want me to go, like Lee said, or like you guys are talking about, man. This is half about the travel, you know. Like, that was half the reason I took the last fight, you know, I jumped on it. It was 9 days' notice for, like, hey, you want to go to Miami? I'm like, heck yeah, you know, I've never been farther than Montana. So, you know, I'm like, let's do it. I want to go to Japan. I want to go all that. So if I can get it paid for, I mean, no doubt, and go there and fight in front of a, you know, a couple thousand people and do what I love and get paid for it. You know, there's no better option, you know?
Amen. And since I got you on right now, Josh, let's start with you, man. Cause I don't want you guys to get short timed on live air. Any sponsors you want to thank, anybody you want to thank, any shout outs, any social media information, whatever you want, Jason, go ahead, or Josh, go ahead and take it.
Yeah, man, I want to shout out Rev Gear, Intensity Nutrition, Lexani, RBP, Unique Kennels, Alchemy Water, ShoeboxTravel.com. I know I'm forgetting somebody, man, but anybody and everybody that's helped me, man, my training partners, Warrior Camp MMA, Toyama, Karate Do, Spokane, Trevor Prangley's AKA, and just all my believers, man. Everybody that shows me love and support, appreciate it.
Lee, what about you, brother?
Yeah, definitely. Starting out back home in good Okanagan, Washington. That's where my hometown is. So I got a lot of local followers and a lot of local support back there. So shout out to my cornerman, Ryan Harvey, who actually is back home taking care of some stuff right now. He's a family guy. So he's not able to come over here with me. But we got a nice little training set up back home, so just shout out to any of the guys who may be listening, helping me out. I actually brought over Riley Buzzard. He's looking to hopefully make his pro debut May 3rd at Cage Sport, so I'll keep you guys posted on him. But we got Valley Chiropractic back home, awesome chiropractic services for me. Anytime I need it, man, I'm more than welcome to go in there, which is huge. We got Hometown Pizza back home. We got Community Net, all big supporters of me. They've been with me pretty much since day one. We got Puget Computer Repair. We got Rev Gear, MMA Overload, Intensity Nutrition, Lexani, RBP, Unique Kennels. We got Alchemy Water. We also have Amber Elite and I'm sure I'm leaving out a few more. And then here in Spokane, actually, Sam Cecilia's cousin, I got hooked up with him last year, and he's been huge for me. So Cecilia Chiropractic in Spokane, Washington, he's a big help too. But and then kind of just like Josh said, man, everybody else who's in the mix, who's doing big stuff to help us out, Joel Thomas here at Warrior Camp, big shout out to him. You know, lending out his services to us. So that's a big one. Another sponsor I forgot that's been with me since day one, I don't know how I spaced this one off, and Josh is over here shaking his head yes, too, is Jeff Holby with Clench Custom Mouth Guards. So he's been with us since day one. Plenty of awesome conversations with that guy. So a big shout-out to him. Who else? Yeah, just friends and family and everybody who's supporting us, man. It's been huge, and without them, you know, this would be a lot more difficult of a road than it has been. So,
Let me ask you.
Would
guys,
you
had,
arm wrestle Jeff? Would you arm wrestle Jeff? Either of you, Josh or Lee?
Ah, you look like you got some big arms.
Yeah, I would take him on. Let's do this.
At least I'm not turning down any kind of competition. You want to go shoot around, you want to arm wrestle, you want to thumb wrestle,
exactly.
Whatever, man. Let's get it on, bro.
it's all for fun.
I got to ask you, we had Alchemy Water on earlier today, the CEO. What do you guys think of the Alchemy Water? I know that you guys are getting to you know, be ambassadors for the company.
I think it's awesome. I've been given a Jason shit, so to say, about it for a while, not about Alchemy, but about having to pay for water, because he kind of let me know a while back that they were going to hop on, and I was sending him pictures of me having to buy water from the store, and I was giving him a hard time about it, and then finally he came through with it, and so I don't know the whole deal with Alchemy exactly. It's like they're stationed out of Vegas, or their corporation's in Vegas, but they bottle here in Hayden, Idaho. I think that's the understanding that I got, the impression. But I love it. I think that their water is really good. Sometimes you can get a cheaper filtered bottled water, and you can kind of tell there's still some minerals or whatever floating around in there. But Alchemy has been awesome. It's been huge for me. Being able to have that, not having to go pay, $1.50 and have the inconvenience of having to run to the store and buy a water only to have to go back the next day or whatever, or go to the store and buy, bottles of it, just like the rest of the stuff too. Whatever it is, anything that's free that helps benefit us with our training, man, that's huge. It's one less thing we have to worry about. So Alchemy Water has been huge for us also.
Well, I want to thank both you guys. I know you guys are training your butts off tonight, getting ready to go snatch up some world titles and bring them back home. And, Lee, long road with you. We love watching you. We love watching you grow. This title's yours, brother. I believe it. Same thing, Josh. You've been good to us over the last year, really coming on, almost 2 years now, coming on the shows and letting us interview you. I want to thank you as well and tell you, man, dude, go down there, prove everybody wrong, and take that title away from him.
No doubt, man. I appreciate the support, and that's exactly what I'm looking to do, man. Tune in.
Lepaki, you got anything you want to say before we wrap up, brother?
Hey, man, best of luck, fellas. We have a blast over in Russia, man, and Josh, Las Vegas is just a short little flight away, bro.
Let's do it.
Hey, guys, go enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure. Always fun being on MMA Madhouse, so thank you guys for having us.
Hey,
thanks,
by
guys.
The way, Lee, check your voicemails. Sorry.
I think I had like 6 or 7 text messages from Jason too, but that's pretty typical. So it's all good. Yeah, he was a little worried. Training, man, we gotta get.
Play your voicemails on speaker so Josh can enjoy them.
Yeah, play your voicemail on speaker. Trust me, you guys will love it.
All right, Roger that. We'll do.
Later, guys.
Later. Have a good night.
And I want to thank Jason Ellis from Relentless Sports Management for getting all three of these interviews set up and, for us, good friend of the show. Obviously he's got a great stable of fighters, whether you're talking Lee, Josh, Dave, Devison, Julio, the list goes on and on. Clay, Amanda Bell, the list goes on and on and on of who he's got in his stables. Big things with his company and his fighters coming in 2014. I can't say too much, but trust me, they're all making waves. He's soon going to have, I bet by June, he's got 4 titles in his stables with Dave, Devison, obviously Lee, and Josh. So he could easily, by June, have 4 titles in his stable. And on that note, I want to thank all our great sponsors. I'm going to play a little sponsor shout-out.
MMAMadhouse.com would like to thank their sponsors, Draco Impact Armor, Intimidation Clothing, Valley Auto, All Out Fight Shop, Ink Tank Tattoo, Game Changer Clothing, Hype Fight Store, Bushido.ca, GFL.TV, Rear Naked Smoke,
Pro-Am Belts, Vision Smoke Shop, Big T's Nightclub, Clench Custom Mouthguards, Brawl Base, Triumph Fitness, Central Oregon Trike, Crossroader Clothing, and Jax Media.
And Persist Headwear. We're going to have a new liner made real soon with that change. Lepaki, great show, great guest.
Yo, mama!
Excuse me? I don't like that. You will calm down with that attitude, young man. Do you understand me? Thank you. Folks, you know how we say it. I love it. I love you guys. Keep supporting local.
Jax Media, helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jaxmedia.ca. Jax Media, design with an edge.